Welcome to this message by Bishop Edwin Morgan Ogo. Bishop Edwin Ogo is a seasoned minister of the Word of God whose messages on Christian living, church building, and the work of the ministry are a great inspiration to ministers all over the world. He pastors the Makanair Cathedral in Oyibi, where he ministers powerfully in various services, transforming lives and raising zealous church workers. You will experience the transformational force and power of God's Word as he ministers passionately to you today. Be blessed as you listen.
Everyone has a different opinion, but you are the Son of God. You are the Savior of the world. You are the way, the truth, the light. Who is Jesus? He's the Savior. House. You never wrote a book. You never had an office. You never had an iPhone. You never went to university. You never drove a car. You never traveled 200 miles from home. The people wanna know,
who is Jesus?
He is the Savior of the world.
He's the Savior.
Whoa, ooh, 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 ooh.
Who is Jesus?
He is the way,
the
only
way
to the Father.
Who is Jesus?
He is the truth. Who is Jesus? He is the light. Of my soul. Ooh, ooh, ooh. You never stayed in a hotel. You never went to London. You never traveled on a plane. You never went to New York. You never got married. You never had a child, but we were all your children. You never had a bank account, but you made us all rich. The people wanna know,
who is Jesus?
He is the Savior of the world.
He's the Savior.
Whoa, ooh, 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 ooh.
Who is Jesus?
He is the way,
the
only
way.
Savior of the world.
He's the Savior.
Oh,
See all of you, and I believe that this season where we are having the leader services all over Accra is special. I'm sure Bishop Kobe is having his powerful service in Danfa. And Reverend Lester is in Pombawalishi. Reverend George, I think, is in Kwabena. Pastor Felix, I think, Lankwantelan, I think, somewhere. So this is the first time we have broken up like this. And First Works is also here. And when we take a break, when I leave for crusades, our meetings are going to be prayer meetings. We will meet and pray. It will be more of a root rally where we will come and listen to or watch a message on the screen and then pray with it. This evening we are happy to have Reverend Charles with us. Yes, a very, very anointed great servant of God. I love very much. And it's a blessing. One day I'll carry First Works to his church service. And have a nice time there. You may be seated. Yes. Well, today I want to share with you a very, very important message. And I need you to listen very carefully, because there is a great change that can take place in your life if you understand, if you are able to catch what God has for us today. I don't know if you have... You can get me the mega church book. Because I'm preaching from the mega church book. And the let me fetch it now. No. Tell her to get me what it means to be a shepherd. Sorry, mistake. What it means to be a shepherd. What it means to become a shepherd. Now, today, please listen very carefully, especially those of us who are new in the ministry. You will note, you will remember that our church first works. Yes. What it means to become a shepherd. We have a church that is new. And it's not just new as in the church itself, but it's also new because the people who are building the church are new. You know, over 90% of us building this beautiful church have not done ministry before. The few who have done ministry didn't do it well and have been given the opportunity to do remedials. Yes. So this evening, it's one of your most special evenings. Because I'm bringing you a certain understanding. Understanding. Say understanding.
Understanding.
Yes. It's getting better. Understanding. Yes. Because you can do something without understanding what you are doing. That is why Jesus prayed on the cross that, Father, forgive them. Because they don't understand what they are doing. They don't know what they are doing. You can look at it negatively and positively. But the point I am making is that you can find someone doing something, but the person doesn't understand what he's doing. And according to Jesus, actually, your level of understanding is what determines your level of fruitfulness. Matthew 13, you see it right there in verse number 23. It says, but he that received seed into the good ground is he that heareth the word and understandeth it, which also beareth fruit and bringeth forth some 100-fold, some 60-fold, some 30-fold, and I can add some 10-fold and some 0. Why? Because you can be a minister doing something and you have zero understanding. Now, notice that the seed that the sower sowed, I'm sure you remember this is the parable of the sower. Some fell by the wayside, stony ground, thorny ground, good ground. So the seed, the quality of the seed is not to be discussed. It's good seed. The Bible says the seed is the word. Remember, this is a parable. The seed is the word. And the word of God is pure. It's perfect. There's no problem with the seed. Luke 8:11. Thank you. The seed is the word. So there's no problem with the seed. And then remember that this is good ground. So there's no problem with the ground. The ground which had problem was the thorny ground, stony ground, wayside ground. But the good ground is good ground. Now, when Jesus was explaining, he said that he that receiveth seed into the good ground is he that heareth the word and understandeth it. So the thing that changes is the understanding. The seed is good, the ground is good, but the understanding is what leads to some bearing 100% and leads some to bear 60%. And it's so true that shepherds don't understand. You see, I can't get a better service to teach this because we are new. And as I look at the things we are doing, I get to understand that some of you don't understand what we are doing. For some, it's just something new. You know, when there's something new, people just want to join something new. Everybody likes something new. Babies like new toys. We like a new car, a new shoe. Anything new is nice. Yes, a new dress. You have a nice beloved, you've been with her for 2 years. Then you see a new girl enters the church. Once she's new, it's like you are now getting confused. Should I or should I not? Did I make a mistake to choose this girl earlier? And what is it? So new is always nice. So it's very important that I confront you frontally with this very important message. So that your mind works well. So today, I am here to explain the ministry to you. What we are doing, the church we are building. Are we just dancing? Are we in the church to dance? Are we in the church to sing? Are we in the church to just bus people, carry people back and forth? What are we doing? Now, in this book, you will learn that the ministry is a burden. Chapter 5 of what it means to be a shepherd. Sharing the burden. Burden. The ministry. What we are doing in that church building. I want to explain it to you well. So your mind works well. It is not fun. It's not a party we are attending. It's not a hobby we are just privileged to enjoy. It is the name of that work. It's a burden. What is a burden? A burden is something that is carried. A burden is something that is oppressive and worrisome. It worries you. The ministry is oppressive. It's not fun. Yes, as we do it, we get excited. We are happy. I'm happy to serve God. I mean, if I wasn't happy, I wouldn't have this meeting. I won't have this. I mean, I don't owe anybody this service at all. The life I live on weekends, 80% of it is not part of the things I'm being marked for. I could have a nice church service, one beautiful church service, take nice pictures, and we are going home. I'm very excited. Don't get me wrong at all. But the work of the ministry is the name of the ministry is a burden. Whenever the ministry work, pastoring work, building a church, starting a church, having a bar center, shepherding, think of, so we use all these words, but the generic name is that it is a worrisome work. It's a burden. The third definition of a burden is a load. That is typically heavy. So if you are around with a romantic mentality, you are around to have fun. Today, I'm trying to let you understand that. And that is why churches collapse. Churches don't grow. Many things in the ministry never get to start. Because the people doing it don't understand it. And those who feel the burden, who feel the weight, think that they are doing something wrong. Anybody doing the ministry and is depressed feels that evil spirits have entered him. Feels that he's not a good person. You are not anointed, but today is the day that I'm here to explain that. It is a burden. It's a load. Nobody carries a load and is smiling and jumping about. So next time you are not happy, remember that it's a burden. It's a burden. We don't say these words often. We say, oh, shepherd them. Visit the sister. Shall we meet and pray? Oh, I want to have intimate counseling with Brother John. We use all these words and all these terminologies, but we fail to use the right word. The right word, the right English word for ministry is a burden. It's a burden. It's a burden which the pastor carries. The head pastor carries. Because when you are carrying a load, you carry it on your head. So the head pastor always has a different mood and a different feeling from the assistant pastor who is happy in his house with his wife. And as that pastor is laboring under the weight of the ministry, you find under shepherds excitedly bobbing up and down in the system. Having a very light perspective and a light understanding of what the work is about. And because of a lack of this understanding, some bear tenfold, 20-fold. Few people bear 100-fold. That's why I gathered him today. If you see any pastor, he is likely to be carrying problems that the people around him don't carry. And sometimes it is these problems that even lead pastors to even commit suicide. While the shepherds are on honeymoon. It leads pastors into all types of problems. I don't want to start mentioning the problems. A lot of the problems pastors face are from the pressures that they are under. And most of the time, the people around don't even understand what the pastor is going through because they've not been taught what you are about to be taught. So in Numbers, chapter 11, you see a depressed pastor. And we are going to see why the pastor was depressed. Numbers 11, verse 14. This is Pastor Moses. Listen to what he's saying. I am not able to bear all these people alone. Because a lot of pastors are bearing the burden alone. Not because he's alone. No. Don't get it wrong. Most pastors have people around them. Most pastors have leaders, assistants. Sometimes there are two deputies. His wife is assistant. They are shepherds. Few pastors are alone. But having people around you does not mean that the people are bearing the burden. So a pastor has lady pastors, reverends, apostles, pastors, even bishops with him. But he's alone. And this is Moses. You see soon that he is bearing the burden of all the people. And it's too heavy for him. I'm not interpreting some of this words. These are his words. He said, because it is too heavy for me. He didn't say it's too heavy for us. Because if it was really us, it wouldn't be too heavy. But you find people who appear to be around, appear to be working, appear to be holding the car and pushing, but they're not pushing. Title holders. Like if we said somebody was a pastor, I mean, what are you talking about? That's Pastor Frank going there, working under a bishop. The bishop must have time, must be relaxed even to eat his food at home. It's been two Sundays that I have left church at 12 midnight, 1 a.m., without eating one groundnut. From morning, different services, even the time to sit down, that, not that there's no food though. You can imagine that there's food in the system. At least being here, we've got mood changing. At least some kebab to chew or some rice and stew. I mean, that's not a problem. The time to even sit down for 15 minutes. Last Sunday, I couldn't get 5 minutes from the morning that I entered the church till about 1 a.m. that I was leaving. I couldn't get 5 minutes. The lunch my wife brought to church for me to eat, I carried it back home. Because most pastors don't talk about us. He's the only one bearing it. With reverence in the system. With pastors. People clamoring to be appointed. One pastor was ordained in this church I'm in. And he told someone that the ordination has kept too long. It's long overdue. When I tell you a fable, I will add foxes and lions. It is overdue. That if he was ordained in 2023, he should have been ordained in 2019. Title seeking workers. And the pastor is there. And he's the only person carrying the burden. And no wonder he said, it's too heavy for me. But you're going to see soon. Verse 15. And if thou deal thus with me, kill me. That's a depressed person. You think you're the only person who is depressed? Kill me. Kill me. I pray thee out of hand. That is, if I have found favor in your... I mean, for Moses, favor before God meant to be killed. Yes. For you, favor is getting a visa to America. I said, for you, favor is to be promoted where you are working. But for Moses, the thing is so critical that he wants to die. And for him to die means that he has been favored by God. When you are sitting there in the church. You are in a very important service. It's possible you've not had a service like this before. It's very possible. So take time. Yeah. This may easily be the smallest group I've preached to in the past 10 years. Well, the smallest was in Kitasi, where I preached Bacenta proliferation. And over 100,000 people listened to that message on the podcast. 100,000. This may be one of them. Listen carefully. Kill me. Show that you favor me. Not by giving me dollars or giving me cars, but kill me. I want to die because I am alone. This is too much. Watch it. And the Lord said to Moses, gather unto me 70 men of the elders of Israel, whom thou knowest to be the elders of the people, and officers over them. These are the titles, elders, officers, pastors, reverends, and bring them unto the tabernacle of the congregation, that they may stand there with thee. So apparently, Moses was not alone. At least he had 70 pastors and reverends around him. You've not heard of hunger in the midst of plenty? That thou bear it not thyself alone. It is not God's will for a pastor to bear a burden or the burden alone. verse 18. Go back. 17. And I will come down and talk with thee there. And it's so true that God always talks to one man. He always talks to one man. There's, there will be an assistant, whatever, assistants and co-whatever, what the titles, what, but always the head is the one. God engages the head. So when the head hears from God and comes and says, thus said the Lord, and he experiences challenging and analysis, there's an evil in the system. And I will talk with thee, and I will take of the spirit which is upon thee, and will put it upon them, and they shall bear the burden of the people with thee, that thou bear it not thyself alone. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm here today to inform you that it's not God's will. And if we drill it down, in your basenta also, you must not be alone. It's just not God's will that whatever you are doing, it's not right to be alone. Jesus, who was God Almighty, when he came down with the assignment to save mankind, did not do the work alone. So you can flip the discussion. Any pastor, any basenta leader, any shepherd you find doing something alone also doesn't understand what he's doing. Sometimes he has got people and the people are not interested. The people don't understand, yes. But sometimes the pastor himself, the shepherd who has been given the work to do, doesn't understand that it is anti-God. For anyone, if I give you this keyboard and say that provide music, play the keyboard and play it for the rest of your life, you must not do it alone. Because you can have diarrhea. You can fall sick. I don't think you will understand the message I'm preaching. The way you are looking at me. And it's all understanding. It's a lack of understanding that leads to the barrenness. The tenfold, 20-fold, 30-fold, and the 60-fold. All this type of no-fold. So as I've put you in charge of a basenta, I'm watching you. I'm watching you. I'm watching you. Your inability to gather helpers. And helpers are not imposed from without. Helpers are generated. Eve came from Adam. Eve for Adam came from Adam. She didn't come from the air. Yes, we know that it's God who gives it. Everything we have. What do you have that you didn't receive from God? He gives us our shoes. Everything we have is from God. Including our helpers. But they must come from us. A helper is like a wife. You go and find your wife. I've recommended 3 girls to you. You have bounced all of them because you are looking for some breasts that you've not found yet in the system. Are you in the service? Yes. So understand it. Number one, that this work we are doing is difficult. It's a heavy load. I'm carrying a heavy load. Don't come around and be dancing and jumping and prancing around. It's a load. We are carrying something. And it's not God's will that a pastor carries the burden alone. And we've learned that a pastor can have reverends and bishops and pastors around him and still be carrying the work alone. And we've learned that it's not right, it is not God's wisdom for you to do anything in the house of God alone, no matter how great you are. Because a man is a man. Today, I want to share with you ten burdens. That must be shared. Ten burdens. Ten ministry burdens. Not business burdens or marital burdens. Yes. Because you see, there's nothing like God has called one man. There's nothing like that. He calls a one man. And there are people around him. And the people around him must be strong. Must be strong to bear the burdens. That's why in this new church, I'm not tolerating. The words are not kind words, I want to. Once I find that you are lame, I'll throw you out of the way. The Bible says it. So we must make straight paths for our feet. And some of you, once you are in the system, the path is not straight. We have to meander. We must build the placenta around you. We must go around you. We give you a constituency. We must build a constituency around you. We give you a region. As you are there, we are having meetings behind you. Yes, because all you do is just to talk. And for anything to happen in that locality, we better find sensible people and work through them, because you are just there as a demigod. Demigod, I should say. Number one. The first burden which must be shared is a big one. And I don't even know how to describe it. It is the burden of dealing with man and all the evils that come with man. When you are dealing with computers, you are safe. When you are dealing with sheets of paper, you are covered. But when you are dealing with human beings, you are dealing with devils. It is Jesus who taught us in Luke 11:13 that the synonym, another word for man, is evil. Anytime you are writing something and you are looking for another word for man, you can put the word evil. Luke 11:13. If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father? how much more will your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him? If ye then, being evil. So when you are dealing, so number one, like as I'm standing here now, if this is the church I'm pastoring and you are 70, it means I'm dealing with 70 evils, including my own evil, 71. Yes. Yes. Everybody sitting here has an evil in him or her. Every single person that the pastor has to carry in addition to his own evil, because we are evil people. So that is why he sent Sister Mavis, Sister Margaret, Brother John to come around so that while I am overseeing all these 70, yes, under me, Sister Mavis will take 7 evils. Because to carry 70 evils can only lead to depression. So Pastor Richard takes 7 of the evils. Brother Dennis takes 10. Sister Mabel takes 18. Brother James takes 4. So that the evil is said. If there are 70 of you here and I'm left with just 6 evils, at least I'll even have the peace of mind to even prepare a message to preach to you. You are there. You won't share the burden. You won't take your 7. You won't take your 6. Then you are come to also add yourself to the weight of the people that the pastor is carrying. Wicked people. Why? Is there? Chapter 5. The burden of dealing with man and the evils that come with man. What are the evils? Number one, or A. The first evil is that people are ungrateful and forgetful. 2 Timothy 3, verse 1. In the last days, men shall be ungrateful, unthankful. So there are 70 unthankful people. The pastor does things for this one. This one has forgotten. He loves this one. He prepares this for this. He loves this. He is there for this person. And you see that the people just forget. Some forget as in forget. And some know it, but one day I was telling somebody what I had done for the person. And the person even added more of the things I have. They said, you have even forgotten this one. Yes. So you bought me a pair of shoes. You've forgotten. I'm adding it. But still, I'm ungrateful. That's what a pastor has to deal with. So when you are in the church and you are not holding the work well, that you are leaving the problem of ingratitude. And we can't do much about it. Except that take some and care for them. And you too bear the burden of ingratitude. I remember somebody was not well. Oh, I went to call doctors, got information, got medication, got this, do this, this one. I was driving somewhere and I met a person. I stopped my car. I said, this is the medication. This is this. Go and buy this. Have you gone this? I mean, this. Not as I was standing with the person, she had actually left the church. I didn't even know. She had left the church. I didn't even know. My heart was broken. Obviously. I'm not the only medical person in the church. If there were other medical people handling that sister, at least that broken heart would have also been shared. At least that broken heart I took should have originally been on Bishop Dagwood Mills. He should have been the pastor of that ungrateful sister. But I came to the branch and took that care. Because I can also be here as a certain pastor, not caring. And you have to refer your problems to him. But I have decided to give my heart to the work. So I'm in my corner, bearing my burden. And the people I am with don't feel it. Or if they experience it, then they themselves join the member and leave. Like a sheep has broken your heart, or a sheep has disappointed you. So you are so sad that you won't come to church for 2 weeks. Second evil. People will betray you. That's the evil. This is point number one. All these are under point number one. People will betray you. You love them, you care for them, and then they go about telling stories to make you look like a devil. They will take something small you've done and balloon it and paint you as a very wicked man. I've been painted as a very ungrateful person many times. Not one, not two, not three, not four. It's called betrayal. And that's the evil a pastor carries. That when you come around, he's expecting, that God is expecting that you will also work in such a way that if there's any betrayal, you will also experience some. Yes. In the year 2020, 21, when our father the prophet was experiencing great rebellion of international proportions, I was also experiencing my own. I was also experiencing my own personal one. If his was case 5, mine was case 0.1, but it was a case. Yes. Yes. As he was being hanged on social media, I was also being hanged on social media. That is somebody who is sharing a burden. Yes. You will experience it. No matter how good you are, you will experience it, no matter how kind. You can never, in fact, the kinder you are, the more. You see, one day somebody told me things are done. Ha. In 1,000 years, I would never have believed that those words would be used. And the Lord said, yes, it should humble you. It should humble you. And I've truly been humbled. I've truly, truly been humbled. But how I wish that there would be people who have also taken the work so seriously and so personally that when there is betrayal, they are also experiencing some of it. But it's not true. It's not true. Number three. People are a burden because people are wicked. Just that the word is wicked. 2 Timothy 4, verse 14. Alexander the coppersmith did me much evil. These are all in the Bible. People do the pastor evil. The Lord reward him according to his works. God rewards people. But the wickedness would have already been ministered. Alexander the coppersmith. He was a member of the church. He made copper bowls, copper jewelry. He made copper things. He was a member. So he has done me a lot of evil, much evil. How I wish you would have said, Alexander the coppersmith has done us evil. How I wish that the arrows and the blows I've received, I had people also, like as I was on the internet, then many of people are also on the internet. But no, you are a nice person in your house. Some even join the discussions. That you turn around and come and smile. Meanwhile, you are supposed to be sharing the burden with the person. You are the one rather stoking the embers. Number four, we'll close soon. Why are people a burden? What is the evil? What is the evil we are dealing with? Which a pastor alone can carry. The fourth evil is that people can abandon you suddenly. Yes. Demas has forsaken me. Second Timothy 4:10. He has left me. I'm with him. He has left. That's it. And the same way a pastor's heart breaks when a member leaves him suddenly, a member, a shepherd or whatever leaves suddenly, how I wish that you would be working in such a way that you would have been the one the person would have left. Yes. I mean, who was it? I got a text today. Was it yesterday? Somebody said, no, this was on Tuesday. Yesterday was Tuesday. Today is Tuesday. I'm all about Sunday. We had a meeting on Sunday. So Sunday, Monday, yes, 2 days ago. And a lady said her member had died. Yes. I didn't know. That's a good pastor. That's a good pastor. You leave the didn't know part, but the fact that she had handled everything, born the family people facing, she took her face. Another lady pastor, another shepherd, would have brought the matter to the pastor's office. Oh, you don't understand the message I'm preaching tonight, eh? So, point number one is that the first burden is the burden of just dealing with human beings. That's all. When you see a human being, you are looking at a mini devil. Mini devil. A betrayer. Wicked people, ungrateful, unthankful. Number five, people are a burden. This is one of the evils. They are equalizers and disrespectful and impudent. Equalizers. Yes. That's why in many churches, I mean, this church is one, perhaps one of the few, if I know of any church, where pastors and bishops are all over the place, just mingling, mixing. What are you talking about? You go to a pastor's church, a church with a bishop, to see that bishop, what are you talking about? I don't want to make further comments. You text, he texts. Ho. Oh. Yes. But the more you get into people, the more you are likely to be treated lightly and equalized. That's how Peter could rebuke Jesus. Because Jesus shared his personal plans with him. He could have just said, wherever I go, just follow me. And Jerusalem will be in his head. As we are going, when you yourself you see the signboard, you know that we have entered Jerusalem. I don't need to tell you. Yes. I don't need to tell you. It's not every pastor who tells you where he's going. It's not every pastor who tells you where he's going. He just goes. You just the next day. Oh, the person is in. Your friend is, I know. Wherever he is. But he told Peter that, you know, let's pack the things and let's add some winter jackets because we are going to Jerusalem. What? Jerusalem. The Bible says he called him aside and rebuked him. Yes. I have been rebuked several times. I've had to kneel down in front of church members to beg. Kneel down and beg church members. I sent a text just 2 weeks ago to another church. I said, forgive me. Have mercy on me. As a person was, I mean, send the text to misquote, misrepresent. What is this? What are you talking about? And as I was trying to explain myself, the Lord said, stop it and beg her. And I begged. And she said, yes. I'm saying that is the burden pastors carry. So when you come around, don't come around as some fluffy, bubbly. We are not having a party. How I wish you would be the one kneeling down to beg on my behalf. I can show you text messages. You will not believe that a church member who has been loved can send such a text to a pastor. That is why God calls you. That if I have to kneel down in front of 10 people, you could take 2. And your beloved could take 3. And Brother Stephen could take 4. So that the pastor is left with only 2. But not so. Not so. Wicked. Moses and Miriam. I mean, you see them talking about Moses as if he's just... He's their colleague. And you see the wrongness of their behavior by the type of problems Miriam had, and that they both died in the same chapter. Number 6, we are closing. One of the evils of dealing with a human being is that they are disobedient and don't respond. Disobedient. Won't do. You call them, they say, I won't come. And there's no prayer. You see, don't get me wrong. I'm not talking about coming around to change man's evil. No. We are here, we know ourselves. Mm-hmm. The same way we know ourselves that we poo-poo, we vomit, we smell, and all those things. It's all part of the miasma. Miasma. I'm not calling to come and organize a prayer meeting to change comfort nature. What prayer meeting can you organize to change a leaf from green to purple? It's green. So just be, but how I wish that the green, there are 20 people who are sharing the green. Yeah, I'm not saying come and let's stop the evil. You can't stop the evil. But I wish that you would also one day be the one defending the pastor, working in such a way that some problems don't even come to him. That's a point I'm making. I'm not inviting you to let's fast and pray that the members will be grateful. Never. You yourself may be ungrateful. Let's quickly end because the time is... The last one, number 7. One of the evils is that people don't understand. I love this one. Is a HIV. Oh no, this one is the HIV. People don't understand. You see, that is the summary of man's evil. That's why it was one of the last words on the cross. They don't understand what they are doing. After all the things, all 3-year ministry, insulting him, Beelzebub, and so on. They cut him, beat him, spat on him. He didn't say these guys are wicked, these guys are devils, these guys say they don't understand. It's so true. One of the evils of man is that he just doesn't understand what he's doing. And because he doesn't understand, doesn't respond well. And a pastor has to deal and carry people along in a direction. You see, when you are going somewhere with people, or you are doing something with someone who understands what you are saying or doing, you don't even talk much. Go, oh, Bishop, I understand. Oh, I understand. Understand. It's okay. I've had meetings with people whose mind was working in a certain way, far from the proper line. But within 10 minutes, I say, oh, I understand. I've changed my mind because of what you are saying. It's okay. I've changed. Some too, you can talk to the person for 2 hours. You just, as it is. No change. Yes, no change. And I'm saying to you today that if you are around as a Basenta leader, work or a regional head, pastor the people in such a way that all the problems end there. If it's bullets, you to receive the bullets there. So that fewer bullets come to the head pastor. That is why you are around. Number 2. Number 1 is the burden of dealing with man and all the evils that come with him. When you see a man coming, he is coming with these evils. Doesn't understand, is wicked, is ungrateful, is an equalizer, abandons you, is not thankful, that's Brother John going. You are seeing ungratefulness going, wickedness going. No understand. Yes, that's his man. It's a symptom complex. A man is a collection of evils. Of course, but just like anything, some have more than this, more wicked than not understanding. More ungrateful than not being an equalizer. There are differences. But generally, if I say that is a human being, that the lady standing there, can you see her, the one standing there? Yes. You are seeing a wicked person. You see the smile? Behind the smile, you don't have any idea what you are dealing with. And how I wish that you would pastor her in such a way that the day her high fever comes, the fever will just get to you. Yeah. But you can be with her in such a way that the fever passes through you to the head pastor as he's standing behind the pulpit. That's what I'm saying. That we are not having a party here. We are carrying a burden. Number two, let's close the service. What is the second burden? So the first burden is the burden of what? Dealing with man. Yes, and all the evils that come with man. Number two. Second burden you must share is the burden of winning the lost for Jesus. Yes, it's a burden. Winning souls for Jesus is a burden. If you're a good pastor, you want to see souls saved. And when you are around as a leader, as a shepherd, you must also carry the burden so that you too save souls. Romans 10, verse 1. Brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved. That's the burden of the pastor, that Israel should be saved. A true pastor has salvation as one of his burdens. So when he comes to church and he preaches and he makes an altar call and nobody comes forward, it means that the leaders in the church want him to go out and bring his own sheep, his own souls, and carry him and preach to them. It's a burden. So when you were a Bacenta leader and getting up and carrying your heavy buttocks to the neighborhood to go and win souls, it's a problem. Matthew 18 verse 12. Look at Matthew 18. How think ye, if a man have 100 sheep and one of them be gone astray, does he not leave the 99? And go into the mountains. Say, into the mountains. Into the mountains. Yes. And seeketh that which is gone astray. Sheep are found. Lost sheep are found in the mountains. You don't find lost sheep on the plain field. It's mountains. You climb and climb and climb. It's difficult. And a real shepherd, a real pastor. As you see me standing here, I'm telling you that one of my burdens is to see that souls are saved. So if you are with me, I'm informing you by this message that you also must carry the burden of winning souls. So when I'm assessing you, I will assess you by how many souls have been won in your bus center since you took over 2 months ago. You were 4. How is it possible that after 2 months you are still 4? Your region. How many souls have come from your region? Because if nothing has come from your region, then you are not sharing the burden with me, and therefore you don't deserve to be with me. That's all. Because I understand that I can never do the work alone. No man, even Jesus, did not do ministry alone. So if I have you around, and I realize that even to do outreach Saturday evening, Friday evening, you are out there looking for the lost sheep. Then every Sunday, you come to the church. And when we ask you, you open your hand. Like that. There's nothing. Every Sunday, there's nothing. That's why I am monitoring figures in this church with a certain level of perspicacity I have never deployed ever in my ministry. I'm looking carefully. Once I smell that you are the type, away bus. Because I've noticed that some people don't have it in them to carry that burden. But would easily dance. Yes. He said, my heart's desire. When you see a pastor, his heart's desire, Romans 10:1, is that people should be saved. So if you are around the pastor, if you are around me, understand it today. Today is just announcement. I'm just announcing the burdens I'm carrying. That's all. You can take it to be an announcement. I called you to make an announcement. Yes. I'm carrying wicked people, so help me to carry them. I'm carrying ungrateful people. I'm announcing that I am into the winning of souls. So when you are around me and you are not that type of person, then you are a Judas. Because Jesus' burden was not Judas's burden. As they were there thinking that, oh, we are doing ministry, we are multiplying bread, we are feeding people, walking on water, healing the sick. Judas, there was money, what you will get from the system. Number 3, we are closing. The burden of seeing souls retained in the church. John 18 verse 9. That the saying might be fulfilled, which he spake of them which thou gavest me, have I lost none. I've lost none. I've lost none. So remember that it's not just people who are giving. Hello? It's not just people who come to the church. You see that the words are there. There's givers. Because you can be giving the souls and you lose them. God can give you sheep and you lose them. It's one thing that he has not given at all, but he can give. You think of how many souls have passed through your hand. God gave them to you. Where are they? You lost them. There is the losing or losting. Losting of souls. Whatever English I must speak for you to understand, I will speak it for you to understand. There's a losting of souls. Many of you are guilty. Because the burden is not, it's a burden. This is Christ. He's not just interested in the souls he has been given. He also wants to keep them. I've lost none. So not losing the people, it's not just bringing them to church on their first Sunday, second Sunday, and then they disappear. You must have a mind not to lose them. Losing the sheep is not acceptable. Too many sheep have been lost. And God says, I will require their blood at their hands, at your hands. Their blood. You pay. That sheep that the shepherd went to look for was not some outside sheep was looking for. Hello?
Hi.
Yes. That sheep was part of the 100. He was there. The night before it was there, and tonight it has not come. But he went out to look for the sheep. Is that your behavior? Do you go out to find those who don't come? No. Get me a jail if you don't come. Just whatever. No. So losing sheep is a gift people have. Yes. Yes. That's why churches don't grow. Check the church's register and check new converts in the church or first timers. Stand to your feet, everyone. First timers, church members, new converts. Check. And weigh that against the people who are sitting in the church now. Check your origin. Check your constituency. Check your percentage. Check it. And it's a burden. As I stand here, I have a burden of retaining the people who come into the church. You can have a pastor who has not met the people who take care of converts for 2 years. He's not met them before. That burden is not his burden. Yes, he can do something else. He can have crusades. He can heal the sick. He can raise the dead. But the souls retaining thing is not, it's not part of his prayer. He's not even on the WhatsApp page they are working on. And he's a pastor of the church. The pastor of the church. As I walk with prophet, there are certain burdens he carries that I realize I'm not carrying that burden. And I work on it. It's not every burden he carries that I carry. Never. It can't be. That's why I'm talking to you tonight. But if you think that we are having a party, you will have a rude shock, and it will be rude. It will be rude. Every regional head, look, huh? I've just finished working on some things for. The cathedral. I'm turning my attention to you. I'm going to give you your targets. Really, you what you must do. You fall foul, you fall short, out. But you were singing before. When I came to this church, you were singing. Yes, you go back to the choir and sing. I will never leave you to be at a place where nothing is happening. It can never be. How can I have you, and feel like killing myself? I'd rather remove you and bring somebody who will help me to live. Number four. The fourth burden you must share is a burden of seeing souls cared for, cared. The care of the souls. The care. It's a bet. So one is that the souls are one. Even going to win the souls. Going to win the souls. It's a burden. That certain leaders in the church are not prepared to care, to bear, I should say. Then when they win the souls, to keep them is also a burden many leaders are not prepared to bear. Now, when they are kept in the church, to care for them. So you see how the ministry is? Yeah. I'm breaking it down for you to see that. When you see a pastor going somewhere, the things he's carrying are the things I'm listing. Souls being saved, souls being retained, souls being cared for. All these things are on my head as I'm standing in front of you. I've not finished. Matthew 9:36. But when he saw the multitudes, he was moved. We need shepherds who are moved. We need lady pastors who are moved. We need pastors who are moved. He was moved. Some people are not moved. Once you can carry the people up and down, bring them to church, take them home. Bring them to church, take them home. Bring them to church, take them home. Church home, church home. Care zero. He was moved with compassion on them because they fainted and were scattered abroad as sheep having no shepherd. Because wherever there is no shepherd, you see, a sign that there's no shepherd, that a sign that sheep have been left alone is this. They are scattered. Isaiah said, all we like sheep have gone astray. The next, when you see a sheep, the next habit you should expect is not eating of grass, is to get lost. They are just good at getting lost. Even with a shepherd who takes them to town and brings them back home, when he is counting, somebody is lost. So when you are in the church, you don't care whether they are scattered. You don't care whether they are dying. They are fainting. Fainting, how do people faint? How do people faint? Did you hear me? When somebody is fainting, what makes a person faint? Or just lack of food. That's when they are asking for the mask. They say they must bring the ones with balls in it. The mask in case should be thick. Hypoglycemia. It's lightheadedness. Because they've not been fed. They've not been fed. I've come up with the 10 commandments. For Basenta leaders. It's coming on your page by tomorrow or the next day. Yes. Yes. Yeah. Because some sheep are fainting because the shepherd doesn't have food. Not because he has food and doesn't care. He doesn't have food. You see, sitting down to read your Bible is your way of caring for him. your own Bible yourself is to care for him. When a woman gives birth and she's breastfeeding, there are things she eats to produce more milk. So sitting down in your house yourself to read your own Bible is your way of caring for them. Obviously, I must have read my Bible to come and stand here in front of you. So most of the time when sheep are fainting, it means the shepherds themselves don't have any food. They don't read their Bible. They don't even have their quiet time. If God came here right now and was pointing out those who have not read their Bibles today, about 80% of us here will be guilty. The sheep were not cared for. And it moved Jesus. So Jesus, as a shepherd, wants sheep to be cared for. It's a burden. Yes, it's a burden. How I wish I had time to visit every convert in both churches. I'll do it. But doing that is the same as killing myself. Yes, that's why God brings you. So when you do your work well, you are committing my suicide. You are preventing my suicide, as you say. But when you don't do your work well, you are killing me. You are killing me. They were scattered abroad. Number 5. The burden of seeing souls mature spiritually. It's a burden. 3 John 2. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health. Yes. Prosper is have a car, have money, booming business. You have shoes to wear, food. You have prospered. Your house is nice. There are windows in the house. There are some houses without windows. That's prosperity, is having windows. Prosperity. Somebody called. This evening, somebody was talking about her husband, who is not minding her anymore. And one of the things she said she has done for the husband since they got married, that she bought a security door for the house they are living in. I said, wow. Yes, the door, she bought it. So I realized, hey, I see. It's also a level of prosperity to be able to buy a security door. That's prosperity. We know all that. But it doesn't end there. Even as thy soul prospereth. God's desire above all is that the members will prosper in their souls. They will know God in their souls. They will be spiritual in their souls. Not fornicating souls. Not betting souls. And who? Who is going to mature? Ephesians 4. He says he gave some prophets, apostles, pastors for the perfecting of the saints. Perfecting. The saints, the members must be perfected. It's part of the burden. We are not just in the church seeing members just come and go, come and go. Are they being sharpened? Are they being molded? Are they being perfected? If they were blocks of stone for a building, have they been cut properly? It's a burden. Nobody building a house will not care about what type of blocks are being used. If you are really building a house, you will care about what type of iron rods, Is it 3/4? Is it 5/8? Is it whatever? What I mean, the stones are also a responsibility, and how they are cut for the perfecting. So when you are there in the basenta, you are there to help the pastor perfect those members. So when you yourself don't listen to messages, don't read your Bible, don't know your left from your right, you are a useless leader. You are a useless leader. I'm talking about perfecting. That the things they don't do, they have verses for them. There are biblical reasons why they do what they do. Perfecting. Everybody say perfecting. Perfecting. And so far, do you think you are perfecting anybody? You are just bussing up and down. And I'm here, I called you tonight to tell you that it's a burden. Maybe I've not worn the t-shirt to show you. I'm carrying the burden of ensuring that the members are perfected. You don't get me, eh? Yeah. It's a burden. It's a prop, it's a weight, it's a load. I'm worried. I'm worried that you can bring a church member to a church service and the headphones he has got jabbed. I'm worried. It's not a funny matter. I am worried that you will carry a church member to church and he even brings the headphones to church and the headphones has got Jay-Z, Shatawale. You brought them. I didn't bring them. You brought them. You don't even care that these guys are not being perfected. When I met him, he was not shaped well. But I used the sword of the word of God. And I chipped off all the things that were wrong about him. And chipped, and chipped, and chipped, and chipped. That is my burden, in case you don't know. My burden is to see a new convert come to stand here, receive Jesus. And in 3 years' time, he's the one standing there waving to receive new converts to go and teach them. That's my burden. I'm not just here taking pictures of crowds. No. That's not how I was brought up. We are carrying them to heaven. Those sleeping with married men will stop sleeping with married men. Members who are betting will stop betting. Perfecting. Members without Bibles are having Bibles. Perfecting. Oh Lord. Lift your hands and pray. Lift your hands and pray. Do you have the points I'm giving? Put them up. Let them look at the points and pray. This is half time.
Oh God.
Pray.
You've called us to be carriers, of the burden.
Lift your hands.
Burdens,
lift your hands and pray.
Oh Lord Jesus. Kadema Sataba. Oh Madia Talaba Baba Sufa Hadia Nana Malama.
Remove the D from mature.
To be able to carry.
Charlie, that's a burden. We are. That, we,
oh God.
Yeah, we are singing in the choir. We are dancing. But understand, understand this. So you can bear fruit. Understand what we are trying to do. Understand it. Understand it. Understand it. Please. If you don't understand it, you are going to create a problem. A big one. A big one.
To carry with yourself the burden to see souls saved, souls retained, souls being cared for. Oh God. Whatever makes us not able, being wicked, being slothful. Ah, God, refine, that we can carry the burdens. Oh God, my Lord, that we can carry the burden. The lost sheep.
Yeah, not just your current titles and just getting boosts and I'm in charge of that and I'm doing that. No. Look at the screen very well. That is what we are doing here. We are not here to sing in the choir and just dance around. No. If you are a shepherd, you are a pastor, and you don't have these things on your heart, it's like you are not disturbed by these things, then you are not a real pastor. You're not a real pastor. I mean, you're not disturbed that souls are not being retained in your region. You have a bar center, you will win the souls. They don't stay. Or those who stay are not growing spiritually. Wow. Hey, then go and read Jeremiah, because God gives the types of shepherds he's about to destroy. Go and read your Bible well. Ezekiel, Jeremiah. If you are in the system, I'm informing you that this is the burden. These are the burden. And these five are just the first half. We are coming to second half. Look at the screen well and pray. It's a burden to deal with human beings and the evils they come with. It's a part of them. You can never separate them from that type of evil.
Masataba. Stretch to
Tedu Debus. Ramala Balamala. Ramalala Basala Balababa. Ramala Baza Balababa. Mayindo Lebosa. Maniama, Maniama, Maniama. Akunamasi Nini Makulaba.
Oh, Jesus.
Ramandos Kibalida. Kabada Baba Rama Mama Balaba Sababa. These are the problems of a shepherd. These are the if you don't have this as your problems, then you are in the wrong company, honestly. You chose the wrong group. Please go and find the right group to be a part of. Makataba Sima Kalende Korabosa Badia Kenduli Moskibri Mahanda Kostili Baluti Brima Uzula Ke Malala Mazum Dalima Zum Derebosa Rama, 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 Rama. Father, we thank you. In Jesus' name. Amen. Number six. Please be seated. The sixth burden is the burden of seeing the church grow. Or I should say, making the church grow. So straight away, you can see that some people are not bothered. I mean, a church growing is not part of this. It's like asking for the name of the Japanese prime minister's house help. It's not part of his problems. As you are here, are you thinking of the Japanese prime minister's house help? No. A church growing. My region growing. My basenta growing. John 10 verse 16. And other sheep I have, which are not here. Other sheep I have, which are not of this fold. Them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd. But as it is now, there are four folds, two folds, three folds. As we are here, there are some sheep at a drinking bar, some sheep in your area, some sheep in some people's houses, some sheep are fornicating. There are tenfold, but God wants all of them to come down into one fold. If you are here, you don't believe it, that Christ has other sheep. He truly has other sheep. That those guys walking around are part of the church. Oh. Yes. The boy, one brother who is now one of the top singers in the church. A brother met him down there some about a year ago. He was going to bet. He met him on a footpath. He said he's busy, his team is losing or something. And the brother persisted. Today he's a singer in the church. So that boy in the drinking bar is an usher in the church. He's a part of this fold. Get it right. It's a burden for a pastor because he must go and bring them. He must go and bring them. You think we are the only people Christ has? He's saying it there. Other sheep I have. Some are DJs in nightclubs. Some are armed robbers. Some are prostitutes. Some are just godless. Some just don't go to church. Some are just fornicating. Some are about to commit suicide. Some are just directionless. They must come and receive direction for themselves. And it must concern you. Because if those out there are 10 and we are 7 here, it means that God's plan is that the church should be 17 and not 7. So you have a responsibility of moving the church from 7 to 10 to 12 to 14 to 15 to 16 to 17. The church must grow. And the church grows by sheep who are outside being brought in. This is a burden of Christ. He is looking for people who will bring them. That's it. So part of your work must be the burden of bringing them. And all the responsibilities that go with bringing them must be on your mind. As you are sitting there sleeping. Ah, is there? Number 7. The burden of meeting the financial needs of the church as the work is being done. as the work is being done, bills are being generated. The burden of meeting the financial needs of the church as the work is being done. Any work you are doing generates a bill. Should I say it again? The burden of meeting the financial needs of the church as the work is being done. As we are having a meeting this evening right now, we are generating an electricity bill. There is a bill. By the time we shared the grace, we have created a bill which did not exist before we came in here. So when you are a shepherd in the church who doesn't pay tithes, it means you don't understand the burden we are bearing. Yes. If you are a bacenta leader who doesn't pay tithes, you don't give offerings, you don't contribute, you go and get your souls. You went to your area to witness and you won your souls. Why should I be the one to pay for the passing of those souls? Everybody has a responsibility of meeting the financial needs his work generates. That's why I raise funds. When you came to church, I asked for money from you. So you too, go and raise funds for your person. When you have a bacenta meeting and you just pass some tissue paper around, tissue paper, it shows you don't understand the finance. Look, the ministry has financial burdens. We cannot have a crusade without generating bills. And when you are around and your mind is, oh, we are dancing, we are happy, we are hugging ourselves. What a beautiful family. One family, the first works. Wow, Jesus is Lord. What a nice choir. What you don't know is that as I am sitting there, there's money on my mind. And may there be money also on your mind. Yes. As your pastor is sitting here, there is money on his mind. I hope you also have money on your mind. I hope so. I hope so. Everybody has a responsibility of meeting the financial needs that come as he does his ministry. Matthew 17, 24. And when they were come to Capernaum, they that received tribute money came to Peter and said, does your master? They came to Peter. But the question was that, does your master? Because the ministry was not Peter's ministry. Does your master pay tribute? 25. He said, yes. And when he was coming to the house, Jesus prevented him, saying, what thinkest thou, Simon? Of whom do the kings of the earth take custom or tribute? Of their own children or of strangers? 26. Peter said to him, of strangers. Jesus said unto him, then are the children free. Notwithstanding, lest we should offend them, go thou to the sea and cast an hook, and take up the fish that first cometh up. And when thou hast opened his mouth, thou shalt find a piece of money. That take and give unto them for me and thee. You must have the power to judge. A lot of the things I'm doing are for me and thee. If I pay the bills here, the money I'm raising to finish the church building, everything I'm doing in the church, getting equipment. Do you think that I speak to my children at home in the microphone? Like if I'm raising funds for PA system, that's what I used to call my, hey, Kobe, why are you? Bring David. No, I don't speak in a PA system, through a PA system in my house. If I'm raising funds for a PA system, it's for you to even have a microphone to sing your song. Ideally, you must bring your own microphone to come and sing your song. Yes. Is it not your song? Is it not your song? Yes. Jesus had to work a miracle. Say miracle. Miracle. You too must find money by miraculous means. Wow. Yes. Where you get the money, it's up to you. But you must be responsible. You see, Christ said, the kings, do they collect taxes from the citizens or from foreigners? And Peter said, oh, but that one is foreigners who pay the taxes. And he said, so the citizens are free, not so. Yes. And we are Jews. We are citizens. So we shouldn't pay. But we shouldn't cause offense and we shouldn't create problems. And so you know something? Go and just get a fish and pay. In other words, this bill is not even necessary. But so that everybody is fine, I will bear the burden on your behalf. So when you are just buzzing and you come and see me for money, it means that in your head, you are doing it for me. Yes. Because I've never gone to ask Bishop for money. I've never gone to ask him for money for anything I'm doing. Because I'm not doing it for him. I find the money to do what I'm doing. Yes. Apart from tithes and offerings, I was raising money. I printed brochures with pictures, physical copies. When I find someone going to America, I give the person 20 copies with addresses. Share. London, share. Those we can't reach in other countries, we send by WhatsApp and raise tens of thousands of dollars in addition to your tithes. I'm saying that a real pastor has got money on his mind. As I'm teaching now, money is on my mind. May you have money also on your mind. It's a burden. Let's carry it together. Don't be the goody-goody nice type. You there, you are not into monetary things. Your members want to see you as the thief. You are not wild on them for tithes. You are not wild on them for this. Stand to your feet. I am the bad man. I should collect people's money, not so. Yes, I should be the beggar. Then you just bring your members on a bus and I will pay for you, not so. Bring them next time. Bring them next time. Yes. Are you original head?
Yes, please.
Ho, ho, ho. Do you really think that I'm going to pay for buses coming from your region? Then you don't understand what you are doing. That's why I called you here today. To explain to you that the work is not just hacks. Yes. It's a burden. The synonym for ministry work is burden. A heavy load. And if you are around, I cannot carry the work alone. The burden alone. One pastor in another church, he told another senior pastor, he said, my busing bill for this, for the first quarter, is this amount of thousands. He said, I've raised it already. I've raised the money already. It's there. So we just give out every week. Say, I've raised the money already. That's a pastor I would like to work with, not you. Because you can't raise money, you will not bust. Yes. Not because there are no souls where you are, but you know that the more souls you bring, the more the financial burden on you. And you are not ready to bear no nonsense money financial burden. But when your something dies, you know how to get money from people. How can you do ministry and I have to fund it for you? I'm saying today that ministry, when you say preaching, when I say preaching, say money. Preaching.
Money.
Visitation.
Money.
Busing.
Money.
Caring for sheep.
Money.
Telepastoring.
Money.
Yeah, I tell a pastor, I should give you money for units, credit, airtime. Then something went wrong. Go to the studio and see that ACM that you don't even attend. I stand on my feet for 4 hours leading prayer. You are sleeping. Go inside and see the equipment. Have I come to you to ask you for one Ghana for any equipment? I'm expecting resignations. I said, I'm expecting resignations. When I say I'm expecting 4 buses from you, I mean buses plus the money that is required to bring them to the church. That's why I called you. Otherwise, I wouldn't need you. If I didn't need help, I would never have called you. If I could do it alone, I would never have called. So for you to be with me and I'm still carrying a burden shows that you are you. Philemon verse 1, chapter 1, look at verse 12. Philemon, yes. Verse 11. Can I have the New Living Translation? Onesimus hasn't been of much use to you in the past, but now he is very useful to both of us. Message Bible, MSG. Maybe you don't have message. You don't have message. There's no burden on her. Yeah. I called a brother from Redemption to come and project. He has found Bibles. He has even found Airway Bible. Yes. Translations. There. But she's not. I don't even think she has even preached before. I wonder if she has preached before. Oh, I'm going to church. My pastor is preaching. This is the point I'm making. And my pastor, he's preaching. To make the point, he may need Good News Translation. To make the point, he may need New International Reader's Bible. So let me go and share the burden. He's already burdened as he's preaching. So let me help him to make the point well by getting the translation. No, just take your handbag and high heels, go and turn, flip the laptop open, connect something. Just forget what King James. So you see that we cannot work together because we don't agree. And this, what you are seeing on the screen, is exactly what is replicated in every area under me. I'm looking for something. I can't find it. I'm looking for something. I'm looking for a singer. I'm looking for members. I'm looking for somebody. I'm looking for this type of church. I'm looking and the people, because they are not burdened with the burden I am carrying. That's it. Number 8. Can I sit down? Under burden. That must be shared. It's the burden of having laborers working well in different places at the same time. Laborers working well in different places at the same time. Like as I'm here having this small service, there are also diocesan heads having this same meeting. Kwabena, Langkwantanan, Foster Home. Different places at the same time. Yes. It's called multiplied senior pastor. Ladies and gentlemen, the work of God is never unifocal. It's never done at one place. He said, go into all the world. All the world. And the pastor's burden, you see, as I stand here, my concern is not only for this church here. I have a burden for the church in Aprade, Abomosu, Asinima, Edukrom, Langkwantanan, Spintex. Yes. 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 So, it's not every time that you should want to be around a pastor. Because where he is not the only place on his mind. That place is also on his mind. And you must be willing to also move to that place and do something. You think, I don't want to be with Bishop Dagwood Mills is in his church. You think so? That I wouldn't want to be sitting in his church every Sunday listening to him preach. I would like to. But that church where he stands to preach is not his only concern. His mind is also on OEB. So if I love him very well, very much, I must move to OEB and be there. And as I'm there working, it's also a part of the burden I'm carrying. It's only babies who want to always be around where the pastor is. Titus 1 verse 4. To Titus, my own son, after the common faith, grace and mercy and peace from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ our Savior. Verse 5. For this cause, for this reason, I left you in Crete, that you should set in order the things that are wanting and ordain elders in every city. We need elders in every city. The work is not being done in just one cathedral, one town, one community, one city. We need elders in different places. And it's a burden. So be ready to be sent. This business of where you are, there I may be also, is nonsense. Wake up. Do you really think that this is the only place I'm thinking about? Or there is the only place I'm thinking about? No. 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 That's why beloved sons are the ones who are sent. John 3:16. I said, it is beloved sons who are sent. Beloved sons are not kept in the sitting room or in the toilet or in the kitchen. Make yourself a sendable person. And who is the person we can send? A person who, even when he is around, has shown such maturity and fruitfulness that we can trust that he can be alone out there. That's why my pastor can trust that I can be alone here and build a church. The first time he came to this building was when he came to dedicate it. That's the first time. He's not been here before. He came here to measure this place. He came to the forest. We tied ropes here, build it like this. That's it. From that day, he never set foot here. He trusted that I could be here and build. Can I trust that you also be in Apollonia and build there? Can I trust? If even when you are here, you are still useless. When we are around, you are around me, cry, you can't bring souls. How can I send you to Kwabenya? Kwawebenya? Listen, I'm sharing the burden with you. I'm saying that the ministry work here is not done in one place. If you see a pastor, a proper pastor doing something important, understand how his mind is working. So you are not around as a baby with pampers just fooling around. Second Corinthians 11. Verse 23, 24, 25. Move down to 28. Besides those things that are without, that which cometh upon me every day, the care of the headquarters. The care of the HQ.
No.
The care of what?
All the churches.
That's a pastor doing something. His care, his concern is not just at one place. So I'm just saying that make yourself somebody who can be deployed to other churches to also go and work there. That's the point I'm making. And it depends on even your maturity and your fruitfulness, even when you are where the Father is. The care, the work involves caring for churches. Plural. We are not sitting in one church. So even in our little church we are building, the basantes are churches. The regions are churches. Prove yourself worthy of doing something well there. How many young ones look at you? What are you doing? What ministry are you doing? Are you 30 years? The older ones are sleeping. And you've also joined them. You're not even 25 years. You've joined them to sleep. Ho. Are you a CEO? Fulani, yes. My heart is there. So when you are there, carry the burden there well. I didn't send you there because I don't like you or you are second class. I didn't send you to East Legon. I didn't send you to Makati Hill. I sent you to Fulani. No. Do you know what the earth is compared to heaven? The earth is like a friend is saying, do you know wheat? KVIP, with flies. You know KVIP? Feed him. The earth is like a toilet bowl with toilets compared to heaven. And God threw his son into the toilet. He came happily and went and died. Don't allow evil spirits to pollute your mind. Understand it today that the work is multifocal. Multi what?
Focal.
Yes. It's not at one place. It's in multiple locations. It's one church. It's one first works. So where you are, build it in such a way that we can even relocate there. Oh, yes. Yes. I'm building this church in such a way that this church can be the world headquarters of the UD. It's possible. That which comes upon me every day is the care of the churches. Are you at the headquarters? Can you be sent to Pantine? Where are you also? And you are the one at Pantine. Okay. You are now talking. And when he feels that he wants to start some work at Agomeda, and he feels the call of God strongly to go there, he should be able to send you. Because it is churches. Yes. His burden is not just at Pantine and Medina. God puts the burden on him. And if you are around him, you must be ready to bear the burden on him. Share the burden that is on him. But the message is that the work we are doing is not in one classroom. Take that one home. Number 9. Stop clapping and let's go. Number 9. The burden is a long one. The burden of having more workers. The burden of having more workers to replace aging, retiring, and tired workers. It's a burden. When I see people sleeping, I'm just thinking of their replacement. Who can I get to replace this person? And it's a burden of what?
Aging and
having more
workers to replace aging and retired.
The burden of having more workers to replace aging, retiring, and tired. Tired. Some are young, 27, but they look tired. Some are 60, but they are strong. If I have preached for 1 hour, some of you here have been able to stay awake for 15 minutes. Oh, you don't know, I'm standing here, I'm watching everything. I'm watching everything. So, apart from the burden of ministering the word and finding verses to back the word, I must also overcome your sleep as I'm preaching. Yes. Because you have been working also. I have been sleeping. Matthew 9:37. Then said he to his disciples, "The harvest is truly plenteous, but the laborers are few." The laborers are few. pray ye, 38, the Lord of the harvest, that he might send forth laborers into his harvest. The laborers are few. Always, you find the people there. But the people who are really working are few, because the people sitting there are made up of aged, retiring, tired, and a few energetic ones. And it's a burden. There's no proper football team, basketball team. Mention, maybe, I don't know everything. But I don't know of a proper football team that doesn't have a bench. In fact, the strength of the football team is determined by the strength of those on the bench, not by those who are even playing. Because, like I said to the brother, those who are playing, they can be hurt any minute from 0 to 90. So when the person is removed, your inability to field another player is the weakest link that you have introduced into the work. So when you are there, you are raising a head, you are not raising leaders, you are not raising shepherds. All you are doing is just, I don't even know what you are doing. Are you learning something? The lay schools we are having require not just your participation, but your mobilization. You are sitting there chewing your mouth. All the energy is what you are using to stay awake. You are hearing nothing. Yes. Are you 30 years? Yes. If it was pornography you were showing on the screen, you'd have been removing your shirt by now. What was I saying? The lay schools we are having after church are meant not only for you, but for leaders you are raising. And everyone here must know by this time that leaders are expected from your loins. Even Jesus left after 30, after 3.5 years of ministry. Everybody will leave. Everybody will leave. I will leave. When you are not there, who will be there? Try, and think beyond yourself. I know I'm asking something very difficult for an African. Because a typical African cannot think beyond himself. They live their lives in such a way that those who come after them are inheriting debts. That's a typical African. The money they owe increases with increasing generations. But for once, try and think beyond yourself. That the day your mother sent you, who will teach at the bar center? And number 10. The pastors, the leaders' personal burdens. Yes. once a while, there are people who rise up, God raises to help the leader carry his personal, there are personal burdens. As a leader does the ministry, certain burdens come up which are not really ministry burdens but are personal burdens. 2 Corinthians 11:23. Are they ministers of Christ? I speak as a fool. I am more. In labors, more abundant. In stripes, above measure. In prisons, more frequent. In debts, oft. Of the Jews, 5 times received I 40 stripes, save one. Thrice was I beaten with rods. Once was I stoned. Thrice I suffered shipwreck. So you see that the pronoun there is I. As a pastor does his work, there are personal problems he encounters, which he would not have encountered if he had not been doing that work. And sometimes God raises people. The Tituses, the Demases. He wrote letters with Demas with him, the guy who left him. In journeys often, in perils of waters, perils of robbers, perils by my own countrymen, perils by heathen, perils in the city, perils in the wilderness, perils in the sea, perils among false brethren, in weariness, in painfulness, in watchings often, in hunger and thirst, in fastings often, in cold and nakedness. 28, besides those things that are without, that which comes upon me daily is the care of the churches. A pastor has a lot more things he's dealing with apart from the churches he's caring for. That's why that one is the highest level. 99.9% of people may not be invited into that realm of burden. I'm just mentioning it because once a while, God may give you the privilege to be involved in your pastor's personal problem. Not a church, music, instruments, crusade, choir. No. And God raises such people. But I'm here to inform you that you need to understand what we are doing. Understand that we are not here having fun. If the ministry is fun to you, it should explain why there's nothing happening in your area. For the ministry to be ministry, for the ministry to be a fruitful field, for the ministry to bring out the best that it must bring out, it must be approached as a burden. See your basenta as a burden. And raise people to help you. You yourself should see the work we are doing as a burden. And rise up with energy and zeal to take a part of the burden. That's why Joshua prayed to God and said, Lord, give me this mountain. There are many battles, but and it was over 90 years. He said, give me this mountain. Give me this area. Give me Fulani. Give me Ayensu. Give me Abokobi. Give me Madina. There are many burdens, but please, I may not be the head pastor. I may not be whatever. Please give me Dodoa. And let me give myself. And have the zeal you have for the work. Let me have it there. In that little well, let me also bear fruits and do things that become a support as I stand by you to bear the burden. I pray for you today that you not be around as just a title holder. You'll not be around as just some sleepy head. Tired, just small thing, you are tired. Yes. But you understand the demands that the pastor standing there today, if you didn't get anything, I came to announce to you what I am carrying. In case you are around looking for hugs and looking for some nice words and looking for some frivolities, I'm informing you that we are carrying things we don't announce. Today's announcement. Put the 10 points up. Number one, the burden of dealing with man and all the evils that come with him. The burden of winning the lost for Jesus. The burden of seeing souls retained in the church. The burden of seeing souls cared for. The burden of seeing souls mature spiritually. The burden of seeing the church itself grow. The burden of meeting the financial needs of the church as the work is being done. The burden of having laborers working well in different places at the same time. The burden of having more workers to replace aging, retiring, and tired workers. And the burden of the pastor's personal problems. Lift your two hands and pray. Pray. And ask the Lord to give you the grace to burden this burden.
Grace of Mahatiria Talava was so bragata. Ketalia Babolo, Shabria Talia Zatabalia Tatata. Catuliebo Safadia Tatabalia. That will not walk around without a burden, oh Lord. That we are carriers of the burden with you. That we are carriers of the burden. Grace, oh God, to carry the burden. The burdens, oh Lord. Give us grace, Lord. Give us grace, Lord, oh God. Give us grace, oh God. Give us grace, oh God. Give us grace, oh God. Give us grace. The ability to carry, oh my God. Not to be weary, not to be tired. Oh my God. That our mind will be on the burden, on the burdens, and the burdens. Not be selfish and think about ourselves alone, oh God.
Pray.
Grace, O Lord. Grace, oh Lord, to carry, to bear the burden, to bear the burden, to bear the burden, not to have a mind of somebody who wants to have fun, not to have the mind of somebody who is just around enjoying, but to carry the burden, to carry the burden. That I'll be efficient, oh Lord. Oh my Sakataba. That my pastor will be confident. That my pastor will be confident to say that my son, go there. My daughter, go there. I am relying on you there. Once you are there, I know that this is God taken care of. Oh Lord, I will be burdened, carriers. To bear the burden.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You may be seated.
We trust that you have been mightily blessed and affected by the Word of God preached by Bishop Edwin Morgan Ogo. Do join one of our lovely services from the Makanair Cathedral near Valley View University, OUB, Accra, this and every weekend at 7:30 p.m. on Saturdays, as well as 7:30 a.m. and 12 noon on Sundays. Connect with Bishop Edwin Morgan Ogo on Facebook Live, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and on your favorite podcast app. Thank you for joining us. God bless you.